In Davidson County, about 4,000 undocumented immigrants come through the court system each year for driving without a license. This otherwise minor offense for U.S. citizens can trigger serious consequences for the undocumented, especially if they plead guilty. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on a proposal to provide them with a better legal defense.
Pleading guilty, even to a low-level traffic offense, comes with high stakes.
For an undocumented person, it could mean that they're separated from their children for an indefinite period of time.
That's Wade Munday, director of Justice for Our Neighbors, which works with immigrants in the court system. His group is seeking city funding to team with the Public Defender's Office to dedicate 2 full-time people to advising the undocumented about driver's license citations. In traffic court, there tend to be 2 options: either plead guilty and pay $45, or pay twice as much and go through driving school. The cheap option is enticing, Munday says, but by going to driving school, the person avoids getting a conviction on record. That's crucial, because guilty pleas can become red flags to immigration enforcement. Taking a page from sanctuary cities, he wants to ward off deportations, and he sees an added benefit.
It helps build trust between those immigrant communities and law enforcement agencies and agencies of government.
Munday and the Public Defender make their case for funding this week among 24 innovative ideas being heard by the mayor and her advisors. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.